Here's a thought I'll title, When the Frustration Becomes Unendurable. My philosophy about gear, strange as it may seem, because I know I'm not a gear guy, but that doesn't mean I don't have a philosophy about it. My philosophy is that gear should be absolutely transparent. That is to say, functionally invisible. Any equipment that fights me, that frustrates me, that I feel like I want to throw against the wall, should be dumped long before I do. I tend to hang on to gear because I keep thinking, well, this gear might be perfect for this situation or that situation. And so I hang on to it because once I let go of it, I know the chances of me reacquiring it are pretty slim. So the gear stacks up. And when on occasion I do pull down that camera or that lens or whatever and try to use it and it fights me and it frustrates me, then eventually my resolve steals and I dump the equipment for sometimes the silliest little reasons. And that's what happened to me yesterday. I've been using my little teeny tiny pocketable Panasonic GM1. It's a beautiful little minuscule camera, the smallest camera probably ever made with interchangeable lenses. And I love the portability. I love the pictures I get out of it. But there is one button on the back of the camera that every time I pick it up, I hit that button and it changes a setting that I don't intend to change. And I don't discover it sometimes until an hour or so later. It's that one stupid button. The camera would be ideal, except for that one stupid button. And finally, I just had enough. And in spite of the fact that it's a tiny, tiny camera, in spite of the fact I've made lots of wonderful pictures with it, in spite of the fact that it's as portable as you could ever dream about having in an interchangeable lens camera, in spite of the fact that I have two lenses that fit it and work with it beautifully, in spite of all of that, I just had to get rid of it. It had frustrated me one too many times. So out the door it went. I have great hopes that the replacement that I found for it, although it's not quite as compact and small, although it's not as cute nor as portable as the GM1. I'm really optimistic the new camera will do the job. But again, I know it won't. It will have something about it that frustrates me, because gear always does. So the question is, I guess, what is the least frustration that we can find for the way we shoot, for the subjects we shoot, for the kind of camera that we need for what we want to make? And the attendant lesson to that, I guess, is that I should really be far less patient with equipment than I am. If it doesn't work, dump it out and find what does. Yes, it can be a little expensive because you're never going to get as much in trade-in as you spent on the camera. On the other hand, what is the cost of travel, the cost of failed images, the cost of frustration and ever-raising blood pressure? So, bye-bye. May you find a beautiful home with someone who doesn't have frustrations with that one stupid button.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.